There. There's it's fine.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Baptist Bias Podcast. We are on the road today. We're in Sacramento, California at the Red Hot Preaching Conference with Pastor Roger Menez. And I'm really excited. We got some other guests. We have Pastor Bozarnski sitting down with us this evening. And before we get kicked off on the show, we're going to start with our Benelog.
Those pesky Baptists are at it again with another Red Hot Preaching Conference. Haven't they preached against everything at this point? I mean, the Bible says, judge not. They clearly aren't following Jesus. I mean, who do they think they are quoting from passages in Leviticus? Don't they know Jesus got rid of the Old Testament? It's called old for a reason. We need something new, like the New Testament for everyone. The NTE. Not some blast from the past. This world just needs more tolerance, acceptance, and unity. Jesus certainly wouldn't want us to cause division or to pit family against one another. Why can't we just coexist? Why are they always ripping face on sodomites or Jews or false prophets or sin? Don't they realize we're not under the law, but under grace? My rule of thumb for interpreting the Bible is, how does it make me feel? Did Jesus say it? Meaning, is it in the red letters? Also, did he say it multiple times, not just once or twice? If it isn't positive, you're just taking it out of context, all right? Jesus was never angry. Why can't we just love people, no matter what, just like the Bible says in one of my favorite verses, love the sinner and hate the sin? Honestly, I don't even really like the hate part anymore because it's too exclusionary. I just say, love. To err is love. I am for everybody. Just like Pastor Joel always says. You know, we can't just believe everything that's been written in the Bible. Those people are the worst, and they end up developing the Baptist bias.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for joining us for the Baptist Bias Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Shelley, and we've taken the show on the road. We have Ben the Baptist with us, and we've got a couple guests, Pastor Roger Menez and Pastor Bozarnski. Ben, why don't you say hi to everybody?
How's it going, everyone? It's great to be here for the podcast. And I want to start off, actually, with a real quick plug for anyone out there who's trying to figure out how to watch the Red Hot Preaching Conference this year. If you want to do it, make sure that you head over to bannedbutnotbound.com. Sign up for the email list, the Banned But Not Bound email list, and you will get an unlisted link sent to your inbox where you can watch the Red Hot Preaching Conference this year, just for anyone out there who's wondering. But it's great to be here, and we're just, you know, here under an hour away from the start of the conference.
Yeah, people are already starting to fill in the building, and we actually have Pastor Jimenez himself with us this evening. Why don't you say hi to everybody?
For having me on the Baptist Bias, I'm glad to be here on the show, and I'm glad that you guys are here at the Red Hot Preaching Conference, and I appreciate you bringing the Baptist Bias on the road.
Now, is that accurate? If they want to get the live stream this evening, they got to go to bannedbutnotbound.com.
Yes.
And if they sign up, are they still going to get the email?
Absolutely. We're going to be watching it. We're going to be checking it throughout even the services. So if they go to bannedbutnotbound.com, they'll see a button on the website that says subscribe to the email. If they do that, they're going to get a link. Now, we want them to do it before the service, and we're going to send the link out about 30 minutes before it starts. But even during the service, we'll be checking it and adding people as they sign up. So we've got about 3,500 people that have signed up for our email list.
Wow.
And we're trying to just build that email list. So we're kind of using the Red Hot Preaching Conference as an excuse to get people to sign up. So they need to go on that website and sign up, absolutely.
Well, and this is kind of response to the fact that they keep taking away all your subscribers from other platforms like YouTube and other social media applications. How many subscribers did you have at one time on the YouTube.
Well, you know, depends which YouTube channel are you asking about. So the most recent YouTube channel that got shut down, we had just over 20,000 subscribers.
Wow, yeah.
When it got shut down. But we've built so many YouTube channels. I mean, we've had 10,000, 15,000 subscribers and get shut down. You know, that's happened a few times. So this last time, I just decided I'm done with YouTube. As far as trying to, like, build a YouTube channel, and I decided to put my emphasis on trying to build an email list that we can just live stream from wherever, any platform, and just send that link out. So that's where Banned But Not Bound was born, the idea for the Banned But Not Bound email list. And it's more than that. The website is, we're now putting content on the website as well. So there's a sermon video library on there as well, and we're adding stuff to that. But, yeah, that's the idea.
Great. That's a great idea to kind of combat a lot of the attacks and trying to strip us from having any kind of platform or reach. We also have one of your proteges here, Pastor Bizarnski. Why don't you say hi to everybody for us?
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be here. What is this? How many Red Hots is this?
This is number 8. 8 years.
Yeah, number 8. Yeah. So I've been to every one. So
yeah,
it's always a special time when we come back to Verity, whether it's the Red Hot or anything. It's kind of, you know, it's home for sure.
So. Yeah.
And, of course, Pastor Shelley's preaching tonight. Pastor Bizarnski is preaching tomorrow. And it's going to be a great week.
That's awesome.
I really appreciate your rumble. Just wanted to say the Verity Baptist Church rumble has been a blessing for my family as well. I appreciate that
Praise
you guys are updating that on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and Lord willing, maybe tomorrow we'll live stream the Baptist Bias on our rumble as well. And but yeah, our Rumble account's doing well too, and I want people to go there and, you know, subscribe to all of it. So
yeah, and of course, you know, it's great while we have platforms like Rumble to try and use, but you know, you got to get on that email list because
right.
you never know what the future beholds, and especially for a Red Hot preaching conference, you really never know what they're going to do when they start hearing the truth just opened up as much as it is here at this conference. Some really great sermons of the past have been preached here. I wanted to get both of your guys, actually all of your ideas. What is your favorite Red Hot sermon that you can remember from any time in the past? And I know I didn't give you any time to think about it, but Ben,
I already know.
All right, go ahead, Ben. Why don't you start us off here?
My answer is Signs of the Times by Pastor Anderson, which was at the first, correct me if I'm wrong, first Red Hot Preaching Conference. And the reason why is because it seemed like, and I wasn't there, but the atmosphere in the building must have been electric for that sermon. There were multiple portions of it where the people broke out into an applause, which I've never even seen before in a new IFB. I thought that was great. And the media was there, and I just don't know that you could ever recreate that. The media in the building, Pastor Anderson ripping their face. So that's my favorite sermon if I have to pick one.
What about you, Pastor Jimenez? Can you think of one that you really enjoyed?
I feel like it's not a fair question. I think you should ask, you know, what's your favorite sermon from each preacher? You know,
because
there's been such, you know, great sermons preached at our conference, obviously. I mean, your sermon last year was great. Your sermon last year was great. So, but I mean, I'm going to have to agree with Ben. If you're going to make me pick one, just because obviously it was the first Red Hot Preaching Conference and just having the media lined up in the back, and just having Pastor Anderson just, you know, rebuke them, and they just
and you were
to
sitting
sit
to the side, right?
He was.
You were on the side.
I was on
weren't
the side.
You?
Yeah, I was on the side. It's just
he was preaching to you too,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he
like
was preaching
encouraging
at me.
You.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was special too. So
yeah.
That he was like encouraging me, and then ripping them, and of course that 2016 year was just a crazy year. But
yeah,
I think if you know iconic Red Hot Preaching Conference, that's definitely one of them.
What about you, Pastor Bizarnski? Any sermons come to mind?
Easy. Love Hates from the first one. I mean, the whole 2016 is like...
It's still fresh on your mind.
Tattooed in our mind.
Can I give an honorable mention? I want to give an honorable mention to The Lord Is Able to Give Thee Much More Than This. Preached, I believe it was 2018?
2018,
yeah. At Red Hot by Pastor Jimenez. That was also an excellent sermon.
Yeah, I can't remember the title of your sermon, but I just remember you ripped on Chad Morgan and I think maybe like Stacey Shiflett. What sermon was this? It was your Sunday morning sermon.
I want to say that was Make Baptist Independent Again.
Yeah,
that was
I really liked that sermon. So, you know, a lot of great sermons have been preached here. It's too hard to pick. I get that. And of course, we're here again for the 7th annual Red Hot Preaching Conference. I want to ask you a question. Why have the Red Hot Preaching Conference? You know, what's the motivation, and what's the motivation to continue having it every single year?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And actually, years ago, Brother Stucky and I, Brother Stucky, of course, is our evangelist. He's in the Philippines now, but he used to be, you know, my assistant here. And years ago, Brother Stucky and I spent a few days writing a mission statement for our church. And we came up with seven statements of things that we wanted our church to focus on. And, of course, it's got things on there like, you know, motivate and mobilize soul winners, disciple converts, all sorts of different things. But one of those statements that we have that, it's hanging on my office right now, is to protect the future of fundamentalism. And that was one thing that we wanted our church to focus on, to do what we could to protect the future of fundamentalism. And part of that was, when we wrote it, was the emphasis on church planting. And, of course, we've planted several churches. And Pastor Bizarski is here, of course. He's one of our success stories. We've planted six churches in the last 12 years, not including our own. But the Red Hawk Preaching Conference was actually was an answer to that, protect the future of fundamentalism. We felt like it would be great to have a conference where Red Hawk Preaching was emphasized. And, you know, oftentimes, every year people ask me this question, you know, what's the theme for the conference? And, you know, church conferences have themes, and that's great. I don't have a problem with that. But I always tell people, like, the theme is Red Hawk Preaching.
Yeah.
And there always seems to be a theme anyway. You know, right. It's whatever all the pastors are pissed off about. But, you know, the official theme is just Red Hawk Preaching. You know, the Bible says, despise not prophesying. And the fact that there's a conference, I don't know how many people we're going to have here tonight, but there's going to be hundreds of people that are coming from all over the country, different parts of the world, just for Red Hawk Preaching. To me, that helps us to get a vision and to see a vision that, you know, the liberals want us to think that hard preaching is dead, conservative churches are dead, and this can't be done. And the Red Hawk Preaching Conference is a testament to the fact that there are people who still love the Word of God and still love Red Hawk Preaching.
Well, and, you know, I guess they would say it drives people away. However, it seems like every year we just keep growing and having more and more people. Right. And I think at the height of conferences in the past, didn't you have over 500 mm-hmm. people? What was the, do you remember the exact total?
I don't remember the exact total, but it was 500.
It was something over, just yeah. over 500, yeah. I believe.
Or it was a little less than 500. It was like 400 and something. Okay. You know, but
so somewhere around the 500 mark. Yeah. That's a lot of people for a fundamental Baptist church in 2023 America. And, you know, that's really impressive. I've not been able to come to every single one. I think I missed only the first one, which, of course, apparently it was really good. Yeah. And so I'll forever regret that. But I've been fortunate enough to, and been blessed to be able to come out here. And I want to ask you, Pastor Bizarnes, you've been here for every single year. You know, why is it important to you or special to you to be able to come to this conference every single year?
Well, I mean, the conference itself, I mean, obviously the conference, when I first came here in 2016, I wasn't even a member of Verity Baptist Church. So this is the reason it's important, to, in my view, is it moves people.
Amen.
And it gets people, in, as you said, in 2023 America, fired up for the Bible, fired up for the Word of God, fired up for this Christian life. It gets those people that are just standing there, as in Acts 1, just maybe they're saved, maybe they watch online, they want to be part of this, of the movement, of the motion of Christianity. And look, it's exciting. I mean, I'm driving here with my wife today, and I'm like, this is exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the 2023 Red Hawk Preaching Conference. So that's the main thing for me, is it inspires people to start moving in their Christian life.
I agree that the zeal here is so infectious, and the excitement factor, the singing is amazing.
Off the charts.
Verity has a great orchestra, and really, of course, you know, if you can't make it, watch the sermons online, but I'm telling you, the experience is way different in person. Being around so many like-minded brethren and getting to conversate, fellowship, hear the music, and just be a part of the experience. Now, I think for you, Ben, is this your first or second Red Hawk?
Second.
Second Red Hawk. What did you think from last year? Why did you come back again?
Because it was a completely different experience being here live versus watching it on my couch at home and eating chips off my chest. I mean, the fellowship was incredible. The live, the orchestra you guys have here, the music program is off the charts. And you talked about infectious zeal. you come home with just that much more zeal for the things of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, in chapter number 12, it talks about the words of the wise are as goads, as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. And I think that when you go to a conference like this, Pastor Shelley, from a layman's perspective, you're going to be goaded into fixing things in your life. And there have been plenty of sermons here that have been preached that I feel like have helped me in my Christian life personally. So that's you want to talk about the purpose from a layman's perspective. I think that's a pretty good one, being goaded to get things right.
Amen. And I'm sure, are you sure it wasn't McDonald's fries you're eating off of your chest when you were back home?
It might have been.
Okay. All right.
You admittedly. Know,
as long as it wasn't Indian food.
You're talking about getting things right. Go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
If I may add one thing, too. Obviously, you know, we started the conference to emphasize preaching, but something, the Red Hot Preaching Conference has really become like a family reunion for the new IFB.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. Obviously, there's lots of great conferences, Fire Breathing Baptist Fellowship, you know, all sorts of conferences everywhere, but I feel like Red Hot has kind of taken on this life of its own, and it really just honestly feels like a family reunion. Like, I mean, I'm excited for the preacher, I'm excited for all that, but honestly, you know, maybe I'm not that spiritual, but I was mainly excited just to spend time with you guys, right?
Yeah.
To get back together. Because we're all busy. It's hard to get. And it's not just the pastors. It's all everyone. You know, it really is a fun time. And I think, not to sound like a Muslim, but I think everyone should try to make a journey out to Red Hot, you know, at least one time in their lifetime.
Well, that's pretty funny. Obviously, I like the family reunion analogy because that's why I continue to get to be invited back as that awkward cousin, just because everybody's invited, right?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. But this event has also caused a stir nationally. All kinds of articles have been written. The media has blasted it in the past. And we have a clip that we want to air real quick and then get some feedback from Pastor Minnis. So we're going to air a clip that we have. It's a news clip where Red Hot had attracted a lot of media. Let's go ahead and watch that real quick.
The local Baptist preacher who praised the attack in Orlando is sparking new outrage in Sacramento tonight. Pastor Roger Jimenez's remarks came the Sunday morning after the attacks in Orlando.
Tonight, the pastor begins a controversial four-day speaking series of so-called like-minded pastors. CBS 13's Lamore Abrams is live with supporters and protesters. Lamore?
Well, guys, the conference doesn't begin for a couple more hours, but a lot of the pastor's supporters are already beginning to fill up the church tonight. And I'm told the protesters will arrive a little bit later on. They say their message is one of love, but the pastor says his is too.
Hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great.
Pastor Roger Jimenez topped headlines with his inflammatory YouTube video praising the Orlando nightclub shootings.
The Bible teaches that these people are worthy of death.
But a month later, Pastor Jimenez says he's on top of the world as he prepares to take the stage again, this time preaching to new international followers visiting his small Natomas church for what he calls a four-day red-hot preaching conference.
If preaching the Bible is controversial, then I guess it'll be controversial.
You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight.
His recent fame has attracted hundreds of supporters from as far as New Zealand, many not as interested in the spotlight.
You came all the way from Atlanta. Why are you here?
No, I gotta go.
While supporters declined to share their message, Don McCormick is hard at work forming his Kiss Away Hate. Jimenez says he sees the world differently.
What do you plan on saying?
Well, you have to come to find out.
Well, he does want to keep up the curiosity. Pastor Jimenez will take the stage
that was
Sunday.
A media clip
the series
that we had,
begins tonight.
From Verity Baptist Church's conference. And I believe that was the first year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
When that media coverage came in. And what I think is interesting is y'all had hundreds and hundreds of protesters. I don't know what the exact number. I think there was estimates between 600, maybe even over 1,000 potentially. Definitely hundreds of protesters coming here. And yet, we're here in 2023 and there's no protesters. So where do they all go?
They're in Texas.
Yeah, that might be true. And you know, Pastor Jimenez preaching there is going to actually be featured in a new documentary that's going to be premiering here at Red Hot Preaching Conference on Saturday evening. And then at the end of the month, we're going to be releasing this live to the world. It's called LGBT Terrace. And you're not going to want to miss this film. It's got a lot of great preaching, a lot of great history. And it kind of almost felt like a family reunion to me. making the documentary, just kind of reliving a lot of the experiences that all of us have gone through, and kind of putting it together in an impactful way. And so I'm really excited to release this film to kind of give our side, because the media here just, I see all the subtle jabs. They say, oh, it's a small church. But then they'll say, but the hundreds of people came. And then they're saying, Pastor Jimenez praised the Orlando shooter. I don't think that Pastor Jimenez was praising a Muslim going on some kind of crusade. He was simply just saying, hey, I'm not sad that it happened. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but give us some thoughts about this kind of news media coverage.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the clips that I'm kind of famous for is at the end of our big protest when we had it. You know, I went out and I thanked the media for free publicity. But honestly, I honestly, you know, a few years ago we had at the Red Hot Preaching Conference, we had a journalist from the LA Times who came. They were like undercover. They tried to dress like they were Baptists and stuff, and they were here the entire conference. But I think 2 days into it, they did tell me who they were, and we gave them an interview. Actually, it was a lady, so she went soul winning with my wife, and we had their photographers here or whatever. But they put out a big article about us, you know, in the LA Times newspaper. And of course, there was lies in it and whatever. But I was thinking to myself, if I wanted to put an ad for the Red Hot Preaching Conference in the LA Times, you know, that would, I don't know what that would cost. It'd be like thousands of dollars. And they did it for free, you know? So Pastor Anderson told me this years ago, you know, all publicity is good publicity. And there's no such thing as bad publicity, because when they try to skew it negatively, the intelligent person thinks, I'm gonna look into that. You know, people that are already kind of thinking our direction and
right,
liberal or whatever. So yeah, I mean, whenever we get media attention, I always think it's a good thing. That's one of the reasons why the first conference is kind of iconic, because it just happened right at, you know, 2016, the Pulse thing and all of the protests. And obviously every Red Hot Preaching Conference has been exciting, but you can't remake that, you know. So that's why that first conference was a classic.
Yeah, it's very special. I know for you, Pastor Brzezinski, obviously you said you didn't already attend Verity Baptist Church at the time, but I'm sure you're aware of Pastor Jimenez kind of blowing up throughout the media and getting a lot of negative press, but it seems like that didn't discourage you from showing up. What were your thoughts when you kind of noticed all the attention?
No, that's why we came. It's a proof of what you just said, because
right.
I was watching what was happening to Pastor Anderson and then late, you know, Pastor Jimenez with the recent thing in 2016. And it was actually the protests that we heard about. Then I was telling my wife, I want to go visit, maybe take one of the kids and go visit Verity Baptist Church. And then I heard about the Red Hot Preaching Conference. And so the whole family decided that's why we came. It wasn't necessarily for this conference. We didn't really know much about it. We came just to try to show support for this church that we watched. You know, I watched Pastor Jimenez's sermons all the time. And I mean, I was blown away by it. I had never seen anything like that, you know, before in my entire life. I mean, I was blown away by the vulgarity of it, and just the, you know, it was shocking. I mean,
yeah. Well, and of course, in the moment, it's kind of hard to anticipate what's on the horizon. Like, is this going to be a regular thing? Is this going to grow? Like, what's going to happen as a result of this? But in hindsight, everybody looking back would say, man, I wish I was there. You know, I think there was a lot of pressure and people are intimidated by that situation. But it was just kind of a moment. And it makes me think of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You certainly wouldn't want to go in the fire before knowing Jesus was going to show up. But after knowing he showed up, you were certainly like, wow, I missed out on an incredible experience that was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And so I think that's just showing that God is still faithful in 2023, and he's able to take us through difficult situations, pressure and stress by the enemy, and yet we still come out victorious. And I know that Pastor Anderson definitely tried to rally the troops, and he preached some really strong words of encouragement while everybody's at this conference. I think we have a clip of Pastor Anderson ripping on the media, and I want to give people, you know, a little bit of some history here. We'll get a nice little call back and get to hear some of that red hot preaching. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
And you know what? These people from the media here, I mean, unless they turn over a new leaf and start telling the truth, which probably isn't very likely, But these bozos from the media over here, they're going to show all the love wins and love conquers hate. They won't show you how God-fearing family men and women walk in this church, and women are called a slut and a whore, and they've never even seen these women in their life because they just rail and hate and spew out all their filth, and they're disgusting. But you won't show that on the media, will you? No, you'll show all the little pretty little sodomites, and they all love each other. Why don't you go to AIDS.gov and show what these people are really like, where they're 50 times more likely to get AIDS. Why don't you do a story on how homosexuals are 50 times more likely to get AIDS? Why don't you go to AIDS.gov? Why don't you go to CDC.gov? Because you're a coward, that's why. Because you'd be fired if you did that, that's why. Hey, and by the way, learn how to count. Go back to school and learn how to count. This isn't 75 people. You want to make it out like it's just a few people. Hey, there's still 7,000 men in this country who haven't bowed the knee to Baal.
That was epic. And I've seen that clip several times, but I feel like I forgot the intensity until I just got to watch that again. Ben, what were your thoughts when you got to watch this clip for the first time?
Well, again, it seemed like the atmosphere in the building was electric. You had multiple occasions where people broke out into a round of applause in the middle of the sermon. I think it just goes to show you the pressure cooker that Verity Baptist Church was in during that time period. And then Pastor Anderson preaching such an encouraging sermon for you and for your church family at a time where you could argue this church needed it most.
If I could piggyback on what you were talking about, you know, the media accused us, and some people think this too, that the Red Opportunity Conference was either an answer to the protests, or that I preached the sermon that caused the protests as a promotion of the conference. But the funny thing is that we already had scheduled the Red Opportunity Conference, the first annual Red Opportunity Conference. We've been planning it for like a year. And then about 6 weeks before the conference, my sermon just blew up and went viral or whatever. And honestly, I felt like the success of the Red Opportunity Conference, I can't really take credit for it, because I felt like we just decided we're going to do this conference and we're going to invite people from the new IFB. It was 2016. The new IFB was kind of still young, but starting to structure. And then God was just like, okay, let's blow it up. You know, like, let's just make it big. So it's definitely, you know, we just tried something, and God met us on the other side.
Now, of course, you, Pastor Brzezinski, you were here in the building. What are you feeling when you're hearing this sermon? Are you getting pumped up? Like, what are your thoughts?
We couldn't believe it. I mean, we were amazed. I mean, we had never... We weren't part of Verity. We weren't part of Faithful Word. It was a surreal moment for us, and it wasn't a night later or the next night where my wife and I are like, we need to move here. So that's the effect it had on us. I mean, it was unbelievable. So
conferences can do that to you.
Yeah.
When I went to the Fire Breathing Baptist Fellowship in 2019 in DFW for Steadfast, same conversation my wife and I had on the plane on the way back. We said, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems like a lot of people make decisions for the Lord at a conference. And I think that Pastor Mejia, he has kind of a testimony about making positive decisions for, you know, being at youth conferences, being at rallies. And there's just something about that atmosphere and being in the right moment and the work that the Holy Spirit can do on individuals to motivate them to say, you know what, I'm hearing all this great preaching. I need to actually do something. I need to put something into practice. And so it's really encouraging to hear Pastor Brzezinski, you know, talk about how that was a big motivating factor to get into a good church and to hear consistent good preaching. And, of course, Verity Baptist Church, Sacramento, California, one of the greatest churches in the world. If you're anywhere in this area, you got to visit. Even consider moving to Verity Baptist Church. It's a growing congregation, electric preaching, amazing music. And even this conference specifically, there's a lot of metrics of just success overall. I know that you've had people getting married as a result of coming to this conference. We've had a lot of soul winning and a lot of other positive moves. I think you even created another website about specifically helping people get married. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us where this come from? Where this came from?
So we have, let me just pull it out. We have it here. First of all, let me just do a shameless plug. We've got the Next Generation Youth Rally also coming up April 9th through the 10th for the teens. If you want to come for the teen youth conference that we put on. But we have this newifbsingles.com website where people can sign up if they're single. And it's a place where singles in new IFB churches or any IFB church, honestly, can meet singles from other IFB churches. And there is a little bit of, like a questionnaire, and they've got to answer certain things. And we don't just let anyone on there. They also need a pastoral reference. So we reach out to their pastor and whatever. But the reason that we started the new IFB Singles is because the Red Hot Preaching Conference at one of these days, I'm going to make a video where we'll highlight it. I've always wanted to do it, and I just haven't done it. But I think there's 6 or 7 couples that are married right now and have children and are new IFB churches that met at the Red Hot Preaching Conference. And they're married because of this conference. You know?
I mean, specifically, I think it's my assistant, Dylan.
Yeah,
Dylan's
one of them.
Met his wife, and they have kids. And he loves the Red Hot Preaching Conference. It would be hard to keep him away from this conference.
Yeah, amen. Well, praise the Lord. And I think Pastor Bozarnski, I don't know if I can say this, but I think your son met his fiancée at, not Red Hot, but at the youth rally.
At the youth conference, yeah.
So,
oh,
you
wow.
know, Verity's where you want to go if you're single.
Oh, man. That's, if you're single and you're ready to mingle, you got to come. Verity Baptist Church, Red Hot Preaching Conference. And if they can't hook you up right away, they'll get you a foreign bride. So I've heard that's, you have a foreign exchange program or something
going Philippines.
On. Yeah, specifically Philippines. No, it's just a joke. Obviously, we're getting closer and closer to the showtime. And we're just under 30 minutes away from kicking off Red Hot Preaching Conference 2023. And, of course, our guests are welcome to stay with us all the way to the button. But if they need to leave, we're going to give them that opportunity to stay as long as they want. If you want to check out the live stream this evening, you got to go to bandbutnotbound.com and sign up on their email list. And they're going to be emailing out the sermon live streams and all the information for that for this evening. Of course, when you have Red Hot Preaching, they try to make it hard for us to share that content. So we've got to come up with all these creative ways to get it out there and to get people plugged in and tuned in. But if there's a will, there's a way. And if you seek, you shall find. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to miss this year's conference. A lot of great preachers lined up. Can you give us an idea of all the preachers that are coming out this year to preach?
Absolutely. Well, of course, Pastor Shelley's going to be our first preacher tonight, first preacher up. And thank you. You always do a wonderful job. I appreciate you coming. And this conference, this year's conference, I mean, I want to publicly say thank you to Steadfast. I mean, of course, you guys are doing the Baptist Bias here, which I think is awesome. I mean, this is so professional. It's very well done, and I appreciate you doing that here. And, of course, we love having you here. And then, of course, the LGBT Terrorist documentary, which I know was a lot of work to make documentaries.
You can thank us after you watch it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys do a good job with documentaries. Honestly, I think when you guys started making documentaries, the rest of us were like, okay, we'll just be done now.
No.
So it's awesome. And then you're premiering it here at the conference, you know, 4 p.m. Saturday here in our auditorium. So we're thankful for that. I mean, that's exciting. And then we've got you preaching tonight. And then Pastor Mejia was supposed to preach tonight. Many people know that he got really sick, and actually getting better. He is going to be at the conference, but he was supposed to preach tonight. But Pastor Anderson and I had a talk about it, and we just kind of thought just to give him an extra day to rest. I'm actually preaching tonight in his place.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah. So I'm preaching tonight, which is a first for the Red Hot Preaching Conference history. I've never preached an evening service at the Red Hot Preaching Conference. I always preach Sunday morning. Of the conference, but I've never preached an evening service. So I'm preaching tonight in Pastor Mejia's place, but then Pastor Mejia is going to preach on Friday night.
Okay,
so
great.
So on Friday morning, we have Pastor Jason Robinson. He's going to be preaching on Friday morning. Pastor Jared Pozarnski preaching Friday morning as well. And then in the Friday evening, we have Pastor Aaron Thompson, Pastor Bruce Mejia. And the reason that I'm preaching one of the evening services, another reason for that, is because this is another kind of new thing for Red Hot. But Pastor Anderson's actually preaching Sunday morning.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
So he's never done that before. But, of course, he's on his new IFB road trip right now.
Oh, man.
And it just kind of worked out for him to be able to preach on Sunday morning. That was what worked out the best. So he's preaching Sunday morning, and then Pastor Burson is preaching Sunday night. So actually, I think it's great because I'm going to preach tonight, and then I'm going to be done.
Yeah, you can kind of relax a little bit, right?
Yeah, I can relax and just have fun the rest of the conference. Usually, I'm like, you know how it is at a conference?
Yeah.
Every time a guy gets
try
up to
tweak
preach,
your notes yeah, or think about things.
They say something, you're like, okay, yeah. I won't go there or whatever, you know.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. But, yeah, it'll be – so people need to stay till Sunday if they want to hear Pastor
Amen,
Anderson.
Yeah. And Pastor Burson's in the evening.
Pastor Burson's in the evening. So it's a great lineup, great preachers. I mean – we bring the greatest preachers in the world to the Red Hot Preaching Conference,
yeah,
which is unique, you know. But it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to hearing your sermon tonight.
Well, it's a great honor to be here and to be invited back. And hopefully, God willing, you know, as much as you have the conference, you know, we'll still be here and encouraging you guys. And that's why we want to be here with the Baptist Bias to kind of highlight this conference and to show the zeal of so many people. And you know what I think will be cool is in the future, God willing, maybe some of the young kids that came to the conference end up becoming pastors one day and
right.
then preaching at the Red Hot Preaching Conference. I think that would be a cool testimony to see someone go from young adolescents and staying zealous, staying steadfast, and coming up in the ranks. And I think we have a lot of teenagers in our movement.
Right.
We have a lot of young kids in our movement, and we really want to pass the torch on to the next generation. And I think conferences like this and the youth rally are really important to try and instill in them the importance of serving God and taking Christianity seriously. And, you know, of course, a lot of the generation today that's adults, we didn't necessarily get handed the Red Hot Preaching Conference or handed a Verity Baptist Church. Kind of had to reinvent the wheel, and maybe some of us had a little more baggage than we wanted. And so, God willing, this next generation, they can be even more equipped and better prepared and have just an amazing testimony to do some really exciting works for God. I'm really excited about this. I know you, Pastor Brzezinski, you already have some teenagers. What is kind of your method or idea of, like, how are you trying to keep that infectious zeal in your children?
Boy, there's a question. Well, so my kids are obviously they're not at Verity anymore. They're with us at Hold Fast in Fresno. You know, my kids are kind of I'm realizing, and Pastor Jimenez told me this many times when I was satellite leader, that, you know, your kids will be in the ministry with you. What I'm starting to see, though, is that my kids have their own ministry to a degree, you know. And not only are they there with us serving, but they're there with us through the struggles and through the spiritual battles and all those things. And then as they, you know, I'm seeing my kids grow up. My youngest just became a soul winner and had, you know, is now getting his first salvations. And you're starting to see that spiritual sword being taken up by the next generation. And We're definitely going to see what you said happen.
Amen.
We're already
yeah.
seeing, you know, that my kids are coming here. They don't go to Verity Baptist Church anymore. And we're driving here, and they roll in the door, and then they see their friends, and they're just, it's like they never missed each other.
Yeah,
it's lifelong friends. It's that spiritual edification, and then it's being in the battle.
Amen.
It's being in church, being in the battle. So, yeah, you're right. They're not going to have a lot of that baggage that the first generation Christian is going to have, like me. But it's important that they're in the battle.
Yeah.
And
well, and for me, when I think about the youth coming into, you know, a conference like this and getting that infectious zeal and having that camaraderie, I think we kind of see what the Bible kind of alludes to. Of a cooperation of churches. Of course, we're independent fundamental Baptist churches, but you see that many epistles are addressed to multiple churches at the same time, or they're talking and bringing up other churches, or they're mentioning how in the book of Romans that other churches are seeing the faith of those that are in
super
Rome.
Yeah.
And so I think that sometimes the independent Baptists do themselves a disservice by being a little too independent. And, of course, we need to be independent enough to where we're not checking each other's friends list, Right. And I really appreciate your sermon on that, addressing that issue. But also, we want to have, I think, some balance where we actually have some friends and right. we have some camaraderie. You know, what is your kind of perspective about having a conference like this so we can keep other churches in mind and other pastors and other church members?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I preached that sermon at the Red Hop Region Conference, you know, Make Baptists Independent Again. And obviously, I could have preached that on a random Sunday morning or Sunday night at our church. But I wanted to preach that sermon at the Red Hop Region Conference because just that in and of itself makes a statement. If I would have preached a sermon like that on Sunday morning, people might have thought like, oh, is he separating from the new IP or whatever?
Yeah.
But the point is that there's nothing wrong with fellowship. There's nothing wrong with churches fellowshipping. In fact, one of my statements on my wall in my office is we want to facilitate fellowship. We want to provide opportunities for people to create those relationships and become lifelong friends, which the Red Hot Preaching Conference does that. So absolutely. It's the preaching, it's all of it, but part of it is just getting around like-minded believers. Obviously, you guys have a good-sized church, you know, all these people have friends in their churches, but it's also good to get out and see, you know, people in California are seeing people in Texas are seeing people in California, right?
Yeah.
That are, we all, it's a family reunion, but what's great is that we come together and obviously we're all individuals. All the churches have their own culture, but we all believe the main major doctrines. We all have the same zeal for soul winning, for heart preaching. So the fellowship. I mean, I would say the thing about the Red Hot Preaching Conference is you can get the preaching online, right? Go to badbutnotbound.com, give us your email. You'll get the preaching.
Do it.
What you won't get is what you're not seeing on the screen right now, but it's, I don't know, 300 people behind us.
Yeah.
Fellowshipping. You know, what you're not going to see is the people after the service doing what I like to call Baptist nightclubbing, where they're going to, you know, be at IHOP till midnight, fellowshipping. You know, it's good to get away. We see this principle. I think you preached about this recently. I want to say it was you. We see this principle in the Bible about getting away, you know, and in the wilderness. And this is Red Hot's kind of that. It's you get away for a few days, get around your family, have a little bit of a family reunion. Spend some time with the awkward cousin, right?
Yeah.
And so it's awesome.
Well, iron sharpens iron. And, you know, there's nothing sharper than, you know, some of the preachers here and the church members. And, of course, this is just one of the greatest conferences of the year. You know, the Sword of the Lord, you know, it's just not the same
right.
from the past. And, you know, I think that you can look at a conference like that where – in the past, some really hot sermons were preached and a lot of great decisions. And, of course, I'm sure that they still, you know, motivate people to serve God. But we don't want our sword to get dull. And so I really appreciate a Red Hot Preaching Conference where we say, you know what? We're going to have everybody show up and we're going to preach the hardest things that we can possibly preach.
Right.
And we're going to show you that people don't want a lukewarm, watered-down, compromised message. They want to hear the uncomfortable truths of the Bible because the truth is always loving. And, of course, the media and Hollywood want to try and convince you that preaching the truth is somehow hateful. But actually lies is the thing that's hateful. And there's a lot of lies being spread in our country, a lot of false prophets. Obviously, from a spiritual perspective, America needs some real reviving. Yeah. And I think it starts with conferences like Red Hot Preaching Conference and an infectious zeal of pastors like Pastor Menez and Pastor Anderson, and really look at the movement that they started, look at what the Lord is able to accomplish through these men who have decided, you know what, I don't care if I'm popular or have a lot of people, I just want to preach what the Bible says. And I don't think that you or Pastor Anderson probably ever thought that you were going to have a conference like this day one of preaching, you know, to a small crowd. I think you even told me at the beginning of your church, you had to drive everybody there. Mm-hmm. But it's really changed.
Right.
And that's a great testimony to the Lord that right. he's able to use us. And you know, starting a church is very, very difficult.
Right.
You know, driving across the country is crazy. I don't know how Pastor Anderson is doing that. But today, 2023 America, do you think that if you had to start all over again, would you do anything different, or is the same plan going to still work?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do anything different as far as what we believe. I mean, Verity Baptist Church started as a new IFB church. When we started, there was no new IFB, so we didn't. You know, we started as a new IFB church before there was a new IFB. But I'm saying family integrated, soul winning, red hot preaching, all those things. I wouldn't change any of that. Obviously, you know, in a few months, my wife and I will be celebrating 13 years in the ministry, and we've learned a lot. So yeah, if I have to start over, are there things I would do differently as far as, you know, effectiveness and whatever? Yes. But as far as like doctrine and the new IFB, no. I mean, it would be exactly the same. But, you know, that's one thing about the Red Hot Preaching Conference that I don't think people really know is that every year we have pastors that come here. I'm talking about pastors that none of us even know.
Right.
And I mean, not a lot, but there'll be several pastors. I saw on Banned But Not Bound in the last 48 hours, we've been having people sign up for the email for the live stream, and there are church names. There are, you know, people that have the word pastor in their email. So I think even this conference helps pastors that either come here physically or are watching online, and it helps them to see what they could do, you know. And I hope that it helps even the new IFB pastors. I hope, obviously, Verity's not perfect. We're always trying to get better and do better. But I hope you guys come here and see what we're doing, you know, just as an older church that's maybe a little further down the road than some of the newer churches. And, you know, maybe you can see some of the things we're doing and it helps you, and you guys can go home and do some of those things. And, of course, every time I go to other churches, I'm always paying attention. And, you know, I'm not above stealing a good idea. And
well, whenever your pastor Mena's quality, it's hard to improve. But somehow you keep finding a way. And, of course, it's a great blessing to come here as a pastor. There's so much you can learn from Verity, from Pastor Mena's leadership style. And he's even helped start several churches. I know you guys even still have a church plant or a couple maybe in the Philippines. And I think it's great to see the kind of the national impact going all different kind of places. And you kind of talked about you can't get this on just watching online, but, you know, Texas people come into California to see what California is really like.
Right.
And, you know, you hear all these horror stories, but I guess you guys, you know, kind of take offense to some of these California horror stories. And I know a lot of people like to talk some trash on Texas, but, of course, I love Texas a lot. And we've got some even weirder people from Florida, like Ben, who's seen Texas and California. What would you say? You've been to Texas, you've been to Florida, you've been to California. Is it as horrible as they tell it? What is it like to actually come here and experience California in real life?
Well, it's not as bad as they say at all. I have to concur with a lot of the things that Pastor Pozarski has preached about this state. It's beautiful just from a visual perspective. You look at the mountains, you look at the nature, the trees. I've been here multiple. My wife's from here, so I've been here many times. And I always love it every time I get an opportunity to do so. And I'll just be frank with you, I have to come to California to flee the faggots because
yeah.
they won't leave us alone in Texas. People think Texas is a conservative stronghold. Well, guess what? I got to leave Texas to get away
right.
from the sodomites. Just say it.
That's
less
funny.
Protesters.
Yeah. That may come up in my sermon tonight, just so you know.
All right.
But, you know, let me just plug in. Pastor Pozarski preached a sermon not too long ago called Misconceptions About California. Right? Is that the title? Misconceptions
yeah.
About California.
Yeah.
Great sermon. You guys should check it out. I'm going to try to, if I can remember, I'm going to send it out on the email list at some point. Obviously, we love Texas, and we love all the new IFB churches. But, you know, California has played a major role in the new IFB. When you consider the fact that Pastor Anderson is from Sacramento, California.
Yep.
I'm from Sacramento, California. Verity's here. You know, we have Holdfast Baptist Church. We've got Pastor Mejia in Southern California. And, of course, you know, north of us, not in California, but you've got Sure Foundation. So, don't count us out in California.
Well, I think the new IFB is keeping Red Hot or Roundtable Pizza in business. So, and, of course, Pastor Pozarski, you're really passionate about this subject. You know, what do you say to all those naysayers that kind of talk trash on California?
Well, I mean, it's got the most Bible-believing Christians that I've ever met. I mean, the thing is, we're a separated. I've been a separated, saved Christian in North Dakota.
Yeah.
All right, this is what we have separated unto right here.
Amen.
California's got a lot. You know, when you got 39 million people, you've got a lot. You've got the most of a lot of things. We've also got the most people that believe the Bible.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of, we see this in our church, we're starting to see a lot of people that are going on vacations up and down the West Coast and just dropping into First Works. We get guys from First Works coming to us and to you. And it's kind of a Baptist vacation to come and visit all the different churches along the West, even up to Washington.
Right.
So, yeah, we're taking back the West Coast. This idea that we should just give all the best places to all the liberals and God haters is unbelievable to me. But, yeah.
Well, to use your Muslim analogy, it's becoming the Baptist Mecca of the world, Sacramento. And, of course, you know, California has some of the most beautiful areas. Of course, the beach is amazing. The weather around the beach is often usually unbeatable. And, of course, you get what you pay for. People say it's really expensive, but, you know, I guess that's the reason why, is because it's such a beautiful place. And a lot of people have misconceptions, I think, about California. Is just everyone is like a blue-haired psycho freak that voted for Gavin Newsom. And I haven't seen a Gavin Newsom sticker yet, nor have I seen any psychos. So, you know, you go to Texas, where it's supposedly the Bible Belt, and boy, you'll see some weirdos really fast, especially hanging around outside Steadfast Baptist Church. But, you know, California is probably not as liberal as they want to make it seem. And, of course, I have to be careful what I say on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not really, because I don't really care. But
you know,
there's probably a reason why California gets the misperceptions that it is. I mean, you got Hollywood here.
Yeah.
You got a big influence of liars here trying to twist the narrative. It doesn't seem like California is as liberal as people think because they're just watching too much news.
One thing that I want to kind of make about this point, and obviously, you know, if people don't like California, they don't want to live here, that's fine. We've got great churches in Texas and all over the place, so they can live wherever they want. My problem with people, like, hating on California is not defending California, although I do defend California, but it's more about my thought is that they have a wrong idea about Christianity. Because what I want to say to these people is this. If Pastor Jimenez moved to, and I don't know, I don't want to pick a state because I don't want to pick, you know, Arkansas. I don't think there's a new IFP church there. So if I moved to Arkansas, I would not want my kids hanging out with the kids in the neighborhood in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want them in the public school in Arkansas.
Yeah.
I'd want them separated and living in a community of baptized believers anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's California. It doesn't matter if it's Arkansas. It doesn't matter if it's Texas. Just because I moved to Texas doesn't mean I want my kids hanging out with the worldly kids in Texas. So to me, this idea like, well, we got to move to a more conservative place. Why? You should go to a church that you can get plugged into and raise your family there.
Right. I mean, that's the misconception. I grew up in the upper Midwest, where it's supposed to be this conservative bastion. But here's the thing. It's the same media there.
Right.
It's the same internet trash there. It's the same centralized public school there. It's exactly the same thing. So what do you have? You got the same problems.
Well, and of course, there was a Goshen in Egypt, and you got to make your own Goshen wherever you find yourself, whether that be in California, Texas, New York, or even, unfortunately, a lot of other places in the world that are, frankly, not nearly as free or have as many great opportunities as America. I know a lot of international listeners check out Verity Baptist Church and the Red Hot Preaching Conference, and it's a struggle to find any Baptist church, let alone a good one or one that they can be faithful to. And so, you know, for people complaining about California, they need to listen to my sermon this evening, all right? And so I won't give too many spoilers, but God doesn't really like complaining too much in the Bible. And we're really close. We're getting just a few minutes away from the Red Hot Preaching Conference 2023. If you haven't done this already, go to bandbutnotbound.com right now. Sign up. Get the email list so you can check out the live stream. You won't want to miss it. It's life-changing. And, of course, if you aren't able to make it this year, go ahead and start planning to make it to it next year. So I know that Pastor Menez, he already starts planning next year right away. And so you will be right on par with Pastor Menez. And, of course, this conference just seems to get better every single year. I'm so excited to see everybody and get to talk to people. And, Ben, why don't you give us some final thoughts here?
Well, all I have left to say is pretty much the same thing you said, bandbutnotbound.com. All right, and I know we plugged it a lot, but we just want to make sure people listen to the preaching. And I also want to echo the sentiment find a way to get here. I'm somebody who watched multiple years on TV, on YouTube, but it is a completely different ball game when you're here live and you're fellowshipping with the brethren from across the country. You're listening to the preaching, you know, just a few feet away from you. It's a completely different feel. And so don't miss out on this opportunity. The Red Hot Preaching Conference is something special, and I thank God for it. And I thank you for all the hard work you and your staff put into an event like this.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. You're a busy man. Thanks for talking with us this evening. Do you have a final thought for us?
No, again, I just want to say thank you to Steadfast. You guys are awesome. We love Steadfast and the Baptist Bias, the documentary. We appreciate all you coming out and preaching for us. So thank you so much. And, yeah, it's going to be a great conference, so stay tuned.
Yeah, looking forward to it. How about you, Pastor Bazarns? You got any final thoughts for us?
Happy to be here. Thankful to Pastor Jimenez for not only this conference but a lot of other things. Thanks for having me on. First podcast. So.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And just a reminder, we're going to have another live stream tomorrow night. Right before, we're going to get different pastors in here that are preaching tomorrow. And so we're going to have multiple guests. We're going to have a show on Sunday as well. And, of course, we're going to, you know, pick up a little bit of a series here for the Baptist Bias. We've got a couple special guests that are going to be coming in August. So we're going to carry forward and do kind of a mini season to just here in the summer session. The Red Hot Preaching Conference inspired us. And so you don't want to miss it. We got a lot of really cool guests that are going to be coming on in August. Go ahead and subscribe to the Baptist Bias. We've got a lot of different styles of shows that are coming up. Some interesting, different topics that we really haven't explored. And, of course, the show, the goal is to just try and reach a lot of different people, different views, different audiences, and try to get people plugged into a podcast or a show where they can really just listen and enjoy. So that's going to pretty much do it for us here on the Baptist Bias. Ben, why don't you tell us where else they can find our show?
We're on Spotify. Make sure you find us on Apple Podcasts as well, Google Podcasts. Subscribe there to listen to the show on the go. And we'll be back again tomorrow.
God bless you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I guess we'll see you again.
And we'll talk to you guys again after a while. God bless.